Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress. We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may
this is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Physically, sometimes emotionally. Today is the 223rd day of the year. Somebody's been tired in 2013. You've been working for 223 days of this year. There's 142 days that remain in this year.
Amen.
Some of us work, some of us don't. I think it's safe to say that most of us are tired, exhausted, and are just burnt out physically, mentally, and maybe even both.
Amen.
The boss is always on your back. There's always something that's not done. And if you don't work, there's something that's not done at home. Is it your spouse? Who's making you tired? Emotionally? Are you physically tired? Because you don't know what's going on in your own life?
Amen.
The body and the mind can both grow weary. Both have the tendency to become overworked, under-relaxed. And most of us would say also undercompensated. That's just the way it is. This condition can come seamless and spill over into every aspect of our lives if we're not careful. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you're tired physically, if you're tired spiritually, sometimes people will know by your conversation. They know you are tired. So what do I mean by this? Many of us carry the weight of our circumstances on our shoulders, and it's the subject of every one of our conversations, even when we don't realize it. All that some of us talk about is our problem. I work two jobs. I know I'm tired. The speed at which we walk can reflect how overburdened we are. Unfortunately, sometimes the way we walk will show people that our souls are also overburdened. The company we keep is usually other blues-stricken friends with similar afflictions. Misery, in fact, loves company. We can go as far as forming support groups for other victims of the same demise. You know those social gatherings aimed at corralling sympathy? Women against tall men. Men against women who don't cook. No matter what the circumstance may be, misery does in fact love company. But yet and still, the word has shown us different. We've been invited to something grand. I have you to know that there is a grander invitation being given to us for rescue, to be set free, and to be given well-wished and well-needed rest.
Amen.
This rest which I speak of is clearly stated right here in the scripture. Jesus says, come to me, all ye that labor and are ever laden, and I will give you rest. The rest of which I speak is the rest of which Jesus speaks. Now, it's not rest that you get on your pillow top mattress. It's not sleep. It's receiving eternal salvation. When?
Today.
Receiving eternal salvation today. This, my friends, is a true call, an invite to an open door to live in heavenly bliss. This, my friend, is God's open invitation to receive eternal salvation today.
Amen.
Now that's rest. Rest like we've never known before. Let's discuss what it means to get an invite. An invitation is defined by Webster to be a request spoken or written, to participate or to at least just be present to take part in something, like an invitation to lunch, an invitation to a dance, an invitation to a party. Or we could say that we threw the invitation away. The word here is declaring that God has issued us a request, asking us to come unto him. Put him first. Make him part of our lives. He will help us in every burden. He'll help us carry all our burdens. He has a shoulder big enough to not be weighed down. God can carry all of our problems at once. Do you need rest today?
Yeah.
He's doing all he can by way of giving us an open invitation. Open meaning whenever you're ready. So if you're tired of being burdened, he's got an open invitation for us. All we have to do is take on our part. Bring to him what is ailing us. All of us who are heavy laden. All we have to do is learn of him. He's given us just the word. Who doesn't have one? We all have one. So, if we haven't learned of him in order to bring him our problem, who's at fault? If any of us want to be part of those support groups I mentioned earlier, all of which are fake and fictitious, but we can find a way to bring our problems to one another. But why won't we bring them to him? A listening ear is not the rest I need. I need eternal salvation today. I'm ready to receive mine. Are you ready to take on yours? Take your problems to the Lord. The Creator, the one who created all. If he can make it earth with all of his beauty and majesty, why can't he handle my financial problems? Why can't he handle the burden of my heart? My heart is a lot smaller than this world. So who is he that is the King of Glory? The Lord God, mighty and strong. He can take all of our problems, put them in one basket, cast them into the lake of fire. He's mighty today. He's worthy to be praised. He's the one who can take us out of our circumstances. My God is awesome today. Is your God the same God? He can handle any and all of our problems at once. He sent one to take care of an entire world. He realized it himself. Jesus came, took on the burdens of an entire world. We have problems taking care of one house. We are laboring because we allow ourselves to be. All we have to do is take it to him. Take our issues. Take our shortcomings. Take the mishaps and mistakes in our lives to him. I'm not telling you what nobody told me. I'm telling you what's in the word. Come to me, all who labor and have heavy laden. Who all of you who are burdened in any way. Pray of all the problems that you call one. Any of them. Your right hand man left? Take them to the man. It's a choice we have to make. The invitation is open. All we have to do is make the first step. God allows us, filthy, no good, rotten to the core individuals, a choice in the matter of resolving our circumstances. Who can clean us up? Who can take every burden that we have and pull it away forever? Consider that we, the offenders, should be given no choices. Why should we have a choice? The afflictions that we suffer, the labor that we bear, who puts us in that position? We do it to ourselves. But yet still, we have the guidebook. Still won't bring about problems. He says, all of you who labor, all of us, the Oh, what a mighty God do we serve.
Yeah.
One who is considerate.
Yeah.
After we take him serious, only when we want to.
Yeah.
Oh, but we need him every day.
Yeah.
Just imagine if he were a part-time God.
Yeah.
All right.
Wouldn't we be in a bind?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Trouble would last all the way.
Yeah.
Afflictions would superrule over God. The invitation is addressed to us all. The master has opened the right door. And you didn't need a key. He's the one in control. God says that everyone who is in distress of any sort are eligible to reap the benefit of relieving their issue. God only requires a little effort. Revelation 3 and 8 says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man. We'll be right back.
troubles around me, and I didn't have to despair. Lord, you told me that you'd be right there. It seemed like all my problems had just begun, but I didn't have to worry no more. They were already won.
Trouble surround me, and I didn't have to despair.